Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Riley Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Riley. That's Rock underscore and underscore Riley. And on Facebook at facebook.com/Rock and Riley Tennis. Rock and Riley Tennis podcast episode number 92 is brought to you by CareerWonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at CareerWonder.com. You know, when it comes to sports and competition in general, there is a popular expression that a win is a win. While that may be true, there are times when a victory can feel rather unsatisfying. In this podcast, I'd like to talk about the importance of taking a healthy and productive approach to learning from an unsatisfying win. Now, a win can be unsatisfying for a variety of reasons. In podcast episode number 19, I talked about the notion of winning badly, which is one type of win that can certainly fall under the category of being unsatisfying. Winning badly is when your level of play was far below your typical standard, but fortunately for you, your opponent also played far worse and below his or her usual standard that day. Ultimately, it comes down to how you feel about the way you played the match, whether overall or at key moments or both. For example, how you played when you had the lead and the opportunity to close out a game, set, or match, or perhaps when you fell behind, or maybe during those moments in the match when it was closely contested, and so on. Regardless of the reasons why you may feel a particular win was unsatisfying, it's important to always try to learn from it. In fact, it goes without saying, you should try to learn from every match you play, win or lose, satisfying or unsatisfying. Now, I'm specifically underscoring unsatisfying wins in this podcast because many players at the club and recreational levels tend to do an earnest post-match analysis only when they lose. I'm always surprised at how often many players will quickly chalk up a win, especially an unsatisfying one, and simply move on without really giving much thought to the match and doing any post-match analysis. The mindset, again, being a win is a win, which is unfortunate because unsatisfying wins can actually present an ideal opportunity from which to learn and refine your game. At my local club, there are several players who have not improved their games much, if at all, over the years, despite possessing fairly good skills and athleticism. These players proudly tell anyone who will listen that when it comes to their matches, they remember only those matches they win and don't care how they do it as long as they win. I don't believe these players understand or even care to know what an unsatisfying win actually is. Their mindset is get the W and move on. And with all due respect, it's not surprising their games have been stuck in neutral for so long. Contrast that mentality with another player at my local club. Let's call her Nicole. Recently, I was watching a match between Nicole and another 4.5 level player. I'll call her Susan. Now, before I continue, let me provide a little background. I have worked with both players for the past couple of years, so I am very familiar with their respective games. Nicole is an impressive tennis story as it pertains to progress and game improvement. Nicole is in her early 40s and has only been playing tennis for about 2 years. In that short time frame, she has gone from being a tennis newbie to a solid 4.5 level player who still has significant upside to her game. Her rate of improvement and milestones reached seemingly every few weeks has been very impressive. Nicole is a smart, athletic, and powerful player who has the gift of an exceptional wrist lag, which enables her to generate significantly greater pace and spin on her shots relative to most players at her level. What she lacks in tennis experience, she makes up for with uncompromised discipline, a strong mindset, and a powerful and dynamic game. Susan is also in her early 40s. She's a very seasoned and fundamentally sound player who has been playing tennis for almost 20 years. In contrast to Nicole, Susan does not hit with overpowering pace or spin and relies mostly on prudent decision-making, court position, and precise shot-making. Now, Susan is what I refer to affectionately as a 3P type of player, otherwise known as a premier pusher plus, the type of player who uses her opponent's pace of shot, plays mostly defensive tennis, but does have an all-court game and is not afraid to come to net and play offensively every once in a while if the opportunity presents itself. Now, going into the match, I felt Nicole had the edge because she was likely going to be able to dictate the majority of the points with the heavy pace and spin of her ground strokes. I felt Susan was going to have a challenging time just being able to get to and then set up properly to return most of Nicole's punishing shots. the differential in speed, spin, and overall action of the ground strokes between the two players was significant. And no exaggeration here, even Nicole's three-quarter neutral rally balls had significantly more pace, penetration, and angle than any shot Susan could comfortably produce. Long story short, Nicole was in total control of the match and won fairly comfortably 6-3, 6-3. But despite winning the match, Nicole found the win rather unsatisfying because of the way she played some key points and in certain situations in the match. For example, in the second game of the match, Nicole was up love 40 on Susan's serve, and in fact had a total of 7 break points in that game, only to squander those opportunities to get the early break of serve and put her opponent under immediate pressure. Now, I'll spare going through the minutiae of what transpired in that game, but needless to say, poor decision-making by Nicole at those key moments of that game resulted in a number of really puzzling, unforced errors that allowed Susan to hold her serve. Throughout the match, there were other brain freeze moments, as Nicole so eloquently put it, where she squandered other opportunities to gain a chokehold on the match. Now, from a coach's perspective, I like that Nicole felt her match was unsatisfying and was not complacent simply because she won. For her to do an earnest post-match analysis will go a long way towards continuing to help refine her game. At the end of the day, gaining nuggets from a win that is unsatisfying is not about being a perfectionist or being overly tough on yourself for every unforced error or missed opportunity in the match. It's about reflecting on a few of the key moments in a match when you came through in the clutch, for example, or conversely, when you failed to pull through or simply didn't play up to your standard. And then trying to understand what you can do to improve your execution when you encounter the same circumstances in the future. So the next time you find a win to be unsatisfying, don't be so quick to just chalk it up and move on. Go through your post-match analysis, learn from your play, good and bad, and continue to improve your game. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.